When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Oval Office, President Trump signing a handful of new executive orders, including establishing a working group on digital assets, including cryptocurrency. The president also responded to a federal judge's ruling today, temporarily blocking his executive order to limit birthright citizenship, siding with several states in a lawsuit saying it violates the 14th Amendment.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
The federal judge was appointed decades ago by Republican President Ronald Reagan. The Senate will take a full vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination tomorrow for defense secretary after a procedural vote passed today. Drug maker Purdue Pharma, along with owners, the Sackler family, agreed to boost their settlement to $7.4 billion in the latest attempt to resolve nationwide opioid litigation and dangerous cold, snow and ice crippling parts of the South. This is ABC News. In the UK, Axel Rudakabana, the teen accused of fatally stabbing three young girls at a Taylor Swift theme party last July, was sentenced today to more than 50 years in prison.
The judge heard the victim impact statements. This from the relatives of those three little girls who were killed and the others who were injured. And these proceedings were interrupted twice with the attacker saying that he was feeling ill and that he said he'd been suffering from chest pains. The proceedings were interrupted or were stopped at that point. And there was a point where he was actually shouting in the courtroom. So he was removed.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Ireland bracing for a rare hurricane, the strongest to hit the country in more than a century. The system is expected to bring wind gusts that could exceed 80 miles per hour in the hardest hit areas, including southwestern Ireland. It is the fifth major storm to target the region this winter. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Again Fling's. Try Again Fling's with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Increasing clouds tomorrow, some flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. And 20 stick around for the weekend, even touching 30 on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, we're at 11.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Governor Tony Evers will be delivering the State of the State address tonight from the Capitol. That will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Governor Evers is expected to talk about lowering the costs of health care and medications, as well as lowering the costs of child care. He'll also talk about treating mental health crises for children. And again, that will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Sex crime charges against the former Thienesville school teacher. We get more from Ted Allen.
36-year-old Daniel Rick was charged in Ozaukee County Court with child enticement and exposing genitalia. According to a criminal complaint, Rick, who is a teacher and athletic director at Christ Alone Lutheran School, is accused of having some students sit on his lap and allegedly engaging in inappropriate contact with them. Rick is jailed on a $100,000 cash bond.
That's Ted Allen reporting. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. And Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. A Dunn County woman has been arrested for OWI fifth offense. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, troopers pulled over 40-year-old Catherine McQuality of Wheeler Wednesday afternoon on Highway 64 for a speeding violation. The trooper noticed signs of impairment and conducted a field sobriety test on McQuality. She was arrested and charged with OWI, operating after revocation, failure to install an ignition interlock device, open intoxicants, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A new report shows that about one-third of kids in rural Wisconsin get their health care covered through Badger Care. That statistic is part of a nationwide study from the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University. Researchers used census data to analyze rural Medicaid enrollment across the country. Roughly 1.5 million total Wisconsin residents are on Badger Care. Officials at the Irvine Park Zoo are looking at options for large animal exhibits. This comes after the passing of Lulu, a white tiger. Parks and Recreations Director John Jimenez said the vision has hit fast forward with the tiger's passing, and they really want to address three of the zoo's exhibits. That includes the two large exhibits that hold bears and hyenas and the tiger exhibit. Jimenez says the officials are thinking about remodeling the landscape to create a more open environment for the animals. Other large animal exhibits for the future are also on the discussion table. As for the tiger exhibit, Jimenez says the zoo is looking at bringing an animal that's more native to the Americas. An Eau Claire man who tried to join the Russian army while on probation for his role in the January 6th, 2021 insurrection has been pardoned. Kevin Loftus was living in Eau Claire when he drove to Washington, D.C. for the Stop the Steal rally. He was sentenced to 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building, but was pardoned with President Trump's executive order. Loftus was recently sentenced to 6 months in prison for violating his probation while trying to board a plane out of the country. He was also later arrested in Iowa and told the FBI he was going to Russia to join the Russian military to fight against Ukraine. A woman charged in connection with a deadly buggy crash in Fillmore County is due in court today. A settlement conference for Samantha Peterson will be held this afternoon in Preston, though attorneys say no final agreement has been reached. Investigators say Peterson was behind the wheel when a vehicle struck an Amish buggy in September of 2023, killing two children and injuring two others. She's facing 17 criminal charges, including criminal vehicular homicide. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The city of Durand is submitting the water rate case study to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission for consideration of a water rate increase for Durand residents. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the PSC will review the study, and if they agree to the new water rates, they could take effect in the fall.
The state will review all of this. There will be a public hearing. And again, those numbers have to prove out to be correct, and then of course they'll make a final decision on that. And we're looking at these taking effect some probably by the fall is where we'll be at when we'll actually come down to a final decision by the PSC, and then we'll be able to implement those rates.
The study is recommending water rates to increase 63% due to the need for the city to replace the water filtration plant that is starting to fail and projected costs for the water utility over the next 10 years. This would be the first rate increase in water rates for the city of Durand in 7 years. Local banks are warning consumers about QR code scams. Rashley Gross, fraud and analyst with the Forward Bank, says people may think a QR code is valid since it's at a bank, but there are scammers who will place their own stickers over them. She says scammers are going to continue to find ways to get past preventative measures that protect people's accounts. And there are tons of training programs for staff members at banks. While banks are doing their part, consumers can help by not clicking on things you don't recognize. Other ways include never giving your information to people you don't trust and reaching out to your banker if you think you've been scammed. The Chippewa Falls City Council will move forward on several big projects following a Tuesday night meeting. That includes building a new hospital by Asperius. The facility will be 54,000 square feet with 12 inpatient beds, 18 exam rooms, and 2 procedure rooms. The conditional use permit for the hospital will go before the Planning Commission February 10th. The council will also listen to the second reading for Hope Village's request to turn the Indian Motel into efficiency apartments. Finally, a second reading for Lutheran Social Services' request to reopen the former L.E. Phillips Libertaris Center will happen in 2 weeks. The organization wants to open the facility under its own name to address the need for services related to substance use disorder treatments. Eau Claire County will give Western Wisconsin residents an opportunity to fight food waste with a sale of compost bins. Bins will cost $33 and stainless steel kitchen pails are $25 for Eau Claire County residents. Now, anyone who isn't an Eau Claire County resident can still purchase the bins at full price for $68. Buyers can pick up their bins May 2nd at the Eau Claire County Expo Center. More information can be found at recyclingconnection.org. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services.
Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Patience is the key when clearing icy windshields. That's the word from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. A social media post from the agency is discouraging travelers from using a current internet hack, suggesting that hot water be poured on your windshield to quickly de-ice it. WisDOT says that could crack the windshield's glass, and they recommend just starting the vehicle, turning on the defrosters, and wait for the car to warm up. Then use a scraper to remove the ice and snow. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Allmendinger is optimistic on his return to the Cup Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, I'm Steve Post, lead pit reporter for the Motor Racing Network, and although the NASCAR season has come to a close, you can relive all the biggest moments from the year by tuning in to each episode of MRN's Crew Call. Each week, I, along with championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, delve behind the scenes to discuss race-winning strategies and engage in conversations with some of the biggest names in the sport. You can download MRN's Crew Call wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch us on YouTube and on Facebook.
AJ Allmendinger will return to the NASCAR Cup Series this year with Colleague Racing after running the full Xfinity Series a year ago, finishing third in the final standings. Allmendinger is excited about his return to the sport's top level and being reunited with crew chief Trent Owens.
I always wanted to work with him again. Like, that's how much I enjoyed it. He's been with our program now since we went to a cup team and two cup teams. He's been there, so I just haven't gotten to work with him.
Allmendinger and Owens worked together during the second half of the 2018 season while at JTG Doherty Racing. For more off-season news, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks shoot for their fifth straight win when they host the Miami Heat tonight at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Good test comes for the Bucks. They play 9 of their next 13 on the road. Miami will play tonight without forward Jimmy Butler. He missed the team flight to Milwaukee yesterday, suspended by the club for 2 games. It is his second suspension by the team this season. Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. will participate in the NBA's All-Star Slam Dunk Contest on February 15th in San Francisco. He becomes the third Bucks player to take part in a dunk contest, joining Pat Connaughton in 2020 and Giannis Antetokounmpo in 2015. Green Bay Phoenix suffered their school record 16th straight loss last night, 86-77 to IU Indy. They are 0-10 in Horizon League play and are at league-leading Cleveland State on Saturday. Horizon League women's play tonight, Green Bay at Wright State. The Phoenix have won 8 in a row. Milwaukee is at Northern Kentucky. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plenty of changes in the latest boys' hoops rankings, plus a look ahead to this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. There were loads of losses by ranked teams last week, leading to quite a few shakeups in the Week 8 WisSports.net Boys Basketball Coaches Poll that came out on Tuesday. Wisconsin Lutheran went down to Breck, Minnesota at the Midwest Players Classic, but the Vikings managed to narrowly stay on top of the Division 1 poll. They have a big-time rivalry game on Thursday when they travel to Pewaukee. Similarly, Mount Horeb suffered an out-of-state loss to Caledonia at the Midwest Players Classic, but managed to stay number 1 in Division 2. Milwaukee Academy of Science stays on top of D3. Bondiwell took advantage of losses by Mineral Point and Aquinas above them to move to the top of the Division 4 rankings. Royal is the new top team in Division 5, replacing Sheboygan Lutheran, who suffered a pair of losses last week. There are some other compelling matchups on the schedule later this week. In Friday action, Notre Dame will travel to De Pere in a game that is expected to be a sellout, while a couple top 5 teams in Division 5 will meet up when North Crawford hosts Southwestern. A new WisSports.net girls basketball coaches poll came out earlier this week as well. Kimberly is undefeated and stays atop Division 1. Tosa East remains on top of D2, with Oostburg the number 1 team in D3. The Prairie School and Albany Monticello are atop D4 and D5 respectively. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. I was at all the different ice fishing shows that are all over the upper Midwest, and I noticed one thing that seems to be catching a lot of buzz. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
If you've been to any of the ice fishing shows that have been going on in the upper Midwest here, you'll find that there's one piece of equipment that's generating a lot of interest, and that is the forward-facing sonar. People are using it as a search tool when they're out on the ice. You used to have to go out and drill a lot of holes, and I mean, we used to go out and drill 40, 50, 60 holes just to find that spot where we were going to fish. But with that forward-facing sonar, not necessary anymore. Now all you have to do is drill one hole. You just basically put that transducer down and you spin it around until you see some fish or not. If you don't see fish, you're going to keep moving until you do find fish. But if you do spot fish, you know what direction they are in and you know how far they are away. And then you can go drill holes over that spot. Use your regular sonar or an underwater camera, and pinpoint the exact species and the size and the structure. It's amazing. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelthy can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelthy can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelthy can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelthy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelthy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Increasing clouds tomorrow, some flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. And 20s stick around for the weekend, even touching 30 on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, we're at 11.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Record high set not only in the cattle. We're going to talk about what this means not only in our grain and livestock complex, but what we've seen just across the numbers today and everything. Trade and tariffs. There was the Davos speech. There's also weather in South America. We've got OPEC we're going to dive into. And then don't forget, we've got a cattle on inventory report coming up next week and a cattle on feed report tomorrow. So there's a lot to unpack in today's episode as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics, and I think we got to start with these record highs that were set. I mean, we saw it in the livestock yesterday, but it just continued across the complex, just not on the livestock side.
No, you know, Susan, it's interesting to notice that we're seeing yet new record highs in the equities markets, most notably the S&P 500 today as well. And we also have a weaker dollar and getting very close to the recent monthly low that we made in that dollar index. And so I think the cattle, you know, they continue to have this very strong underpinning of the cattle market. I think most of that is due to the winter weather and the packers really being a lot more aggressive than normal in the month of December. We also have the HPAI influenza that is keeping competitive protein supplies very limited in terms of eggs and what we have for dairy cattle slaughter. These things are relatively new, reminiscent of 2014, 2015. I would say a couple things, especially since you brought up the cattle on feed report. And what I think of the packer demand during December was we really need to show a very strong marketings number. Newswire polls had the top end at 101.8 for marketings in December. I'd love to see a 102 or higher number, and that would kind of, I think, feed the live cattle bull. Maybe just as importantly, if not more importantly, is the placements number. You know, we have this corn rally going. We have the screwworm issue that's been rumored this week, maybe helping promote even more fund length, which funds are now clearly at a record net long in feeder cattle positions for futures and options. But the placements figure for December on this Friday report are very wide, as they have been. The low number, 90% placed. The top end, almost 107% placed. So I think the way I'm looking at this market right now is the most vulnerable of the two is probably the feeder cattle, especially if we don't have much more cold weather and another snowstorm come. Feeder cattle seem the most likely to find the pullback, and that's why I think those placements numbers are very important. And I think also the May feeders, I noticed today, could not get above their January 10th contract high of 271.47. So after that report comes out Friday afternoon, I want to see if Monday we can take that contract high out on a closing basis, which would suggest to me we did feed the bull and we can keep this train running to the upside. Otherwise, I think some hedges in the feeders and then very quickly the fats may be very appropriate.
Well, and since we're talking cattle, we have an inventory report that comes out here at the end of the month. We didn't get the July report. So I think there's going to be a lot of heaviness or anticipation, shall we say, wanting to know where these numbers are at.
There really is. And we already know that we're at like 28 million for the beef cow inventory. We're at a, you know, record low, if not near record low in the beef cow inventory. And that's what's made our those lightweight feeders and those calf prices shoot to extreme price levels. Price levels that probably, quite frankly, are going to be hard to turn profitable if this corn market goes up another leg. If we add another 25 to 50 cents to the feed grain prices, even if you've got pasture, and especially with the way the Western Corn Belt's looking and a good chunk of the Southern Plains is looking right now with potential drought coming in the springtime, I'm very, very nervous, and my cattlemen are too. My cow-calf producers are very nervous as well. I've had more than one call me in the last 6-7 trading days and say, please let me know when you want to hedge some August feeders. And I think that's a good thing because we do have some of these headwinds that could potentially come and break us in terms of the feeder cattle market. And I'm not trying to talk down this market, but it really is a dynamic market because we don't know what these tariff threats could, if they become actual tariffs at the end of this month, 1st of February, how that's going to be retaken in terms of reaction by the commodity funds, and especially because Canada and Mexico are on the front lines and they are so important for our energy, for our livestock, and for our corn export markets.
There's such a, and we can talk more about that, is the fact that, you know, these tariffs and where things are going to go are going to be on the forefront of these people's minds as they look at the workings between not only Mexico and Canada, but also what we see with China and then other entities as well.
I agree. And, you know, I talked to clients and subscribers before the election and said, in my mind, if President Trump wins, take him at his word as far as tariff threats. Yes, he's threatening tariffs to be able to negotiate from a stronger position, but I think he will enact those tariffs. And since he's become president, it shows more and more clearly him being in Switzerland today, talking at the World Economic Forum. His trade policy and his foreign policy, I think, are essentially one and the same. He talked in his Davos, Switzerland speech about wanting OPEC to cut the price of oil so we can lower inflation, and then that will open him up and the rest of the world up to be able to cutting interest rates. Another even better and more poignant example was a threat of a 10% tariff on China being more likely if it doesn't cooperate with the fentanyl coming across the U.S. border from the south. And he said on Wednesday, if the Russia-Ukraine war, if he tries to strike peace and countries like China that are supporting Russia in this war effort do not come and help the U.S. in the peace talks and in the peace process, look for tariffs, look for sanctions. So his economic policy and his foreign policy, you can see very closely related.
We do have a lot more to look at as we get ready here for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzlo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So let's talk about, because when we were on commercial break, you said you just saw some stuff come across the wire in regards to a Senate hearing that is underway for the incoming Ag Secretary. What's going on when it comes to payments, and how do you see this discussion maybe affecting our trade?
Yeah, an update came across the wires from a midday earlier post. It talked about the pick by President Trump, Brooke Rollins, to potentially be the USDA Ag Secretary, was talking to the Senate committee and talked specifically that there may be a need to do direct payments to farmers to cover potential losses from proposed tariffs. And I think that works hand in glove and very nicely with what we just got done talking about, Susan, that we may be able to be protected some through direct payments from the policy. But I think the trade threat, the tariff threat is real. And again, take President Trump at his word if Mexico and Canada don't come to the table. That's essentially what my game plan is here with February 1st, just literally a week away now as of tomorrow morning. And so we've got Gulf of Mexico corn prices at $5.55. We've got the corn running up to the highest level since October 27th of 2023 in lead month futures. We've got record high prices in cattle. I think we really want to start thinking about protecting the downside, because we truly don't know, and we're kind of in the dark right now as to what the policy will be in terms of tariffs, how the other country is going to react, and probably just as importantly, how do the funds react? How does an algorithmic trading fund react when it's not built for this type of situation and this type of geopolitical uncertainty and trade uncertainty? And so that's what I'm talking and counseling my clients and subscribers about right now, is to think about these things and look to the profitable side, get the profit locked in, and then maybe look to new crop corn, for instance, for a place to get long because of the dry weather that we're still facing in Argentina, still looking at potential planting delays of safrinha corn in center west Brazil. And then we still have a big question mark about whether we're going to get refed in terms of moisture levels before our spring planting. So kind of some ideas to kick around.
What about the further discussion that's been happening too today about OPEC and oil?
The big thing with OPEC, and this is where what I'm changing my analysis since President Trump's inauguration, is we've talked a lot about crude oil and copper leading the market higher because they're our best gauges to China's economy. And so if they go higher, that's maybe a signal that China's economy is bottomed and their demand's coming back. I can't say that now because President Trump has declared this economic energy emergency. He's going to go straight to OPEC now and ask them to break the price of oil. And he's also said no more EVs, and we're going to get rid of the green agenda as far as the green climate bill. And so copper and crude oil are now on the front lines to those things. And it's a disruptor in terms of which commodities lead the market. I think the best thing that I can say coming out of the inauguration and everything we've seen so far this week is the currency markets are still very much a good canary in the coal mine at this point for me to kind of give an idea of whether prices are just finding a consolidation to go up another leg or whether we're potentially making a high here in both the cattle and the corn and some of these other key commodities as we get to February.
So where are you sitting when it comes to weather concerns, not only here, but in South America?
It's interesting because one of the key Argentine grain exchanges just cut their estimates for corn production to 49 million tons. I came out yesterday with clients and subscribers and some media people, and I said, I'm sub 50 million at this point, and it could go lower. I think we dialed that in, but what I don't think we dialed in is what could the soybeans do with these phytosanitary issues from Brazil and what they sent China in terms of soybeans. Do we pick up some extra business there? And also, that center west Brazil area is absolutely critical. We've probably played most of the Argentine weather card, I would guess, Susan, but we may just be getting started on the Brazil corn weather card, because that Safrinha corn crop could be delayed in planting since they can't get the beans out because they're actually too wet in center west Brazil. So I think that's going to be a big piece of the puzzle come the month of February as well.
And it's crazy because here it's sitting the 23rd of January and we're already hearing some weather concerns here in the States with being too dry and areas not getting the snow and moisture that they normally get during the winter months.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we're doing that. And I think this goes back to the interest rates staying high. That keeps the inflationary pressures high. And we also have those stocks to use ratios in corn and in wheat at 9, 10, 11 year lows at this point. And it's a real different dynamic than what we faced a year ago.
Great conversation today. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. Please sign up for a 2-week free trial. I'll get a hold of you at the end of the trial and see if you want to join up with us.
All right. Thanks so much. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. Of course, that is the Channel Final Bell. And the Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Food demand in America is changing thanks to the introduction of GLP-1 weight loss drugs. These compounds help people eat fewer calories, but recent research shows users actually eat more protein. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next. The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S., and I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
According to public polling, between 6 and 12% of U.S. adults have used a GLP-1 medication such as Ozempic or Wegovy to aid in weight loss or treat diabetes. These drugs suppress appetite and promote a feeling of fullness, causing ripple effects across the food industry. Snack food makers, in particular, are feeling the pinch, with companies reporting declines in demand for products high in sugars and processed carbohydrates. However, the impact on protein consumption appears to be quite different. A new study from Kansas State University's Meat Demand Monitor indicates that users prioritize high-protein foods such as beef, pork, and chicken, potentially shifting their diet away from traditional snack foods and grain-based options. The study found that GLP-1 users reported higher consumption of beef, pork, and chicken in their daily diets, with an average increase of nearly 40% more beef and pork meals and nearly 20% more chicken meals per day compared to non-users. Researchers suggest that these consumers focus on protein-rich foods to maintain muscle mass while losing weight. Kansas State University agricultural economics professor Glenn Tonser, a co-author of the report, says, quote, GLP-1 users place a premium on protein for its nutritional benefits and are less sensitive to price changes, meaning they are likely to continue purchasing meat even if prices rise. Interestingly, certain meat products like bacon and chicken wings are seeing notable upticks in demand among GLP-1 users. The report indicates that these consumers are selecting all protein categories more frequently, not just lower calorie options like chicken breast or pork chops. While this trend bodes well for meat producers, researchers caution that the market for GLP-1 users is still evolving. With millions of Americans adopting the medication, the long-term impacts on protein demand will depend on consumer habits and potential changes in dietary trends. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
For now, the meat industry appears to be benefiting from the protein preferences of GLP-1 weight loss drug users, offering a potential buffer against market volatility in the months ahead. Industry insiders, however, are keeping a close eye on how these evolving dietary habits could influence long-term demand trends. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Increasing clouds tomorrow, some flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. And 20s stick around for the weekend, even touching 30 on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, we're at 11.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the prison tent. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. Passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no on why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Forget mathematical equations, self-help, psychology. don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. She dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual. Amaze me the way that she
She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Dream I've been dreaming of.
Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church.